National Rail, Britain's train companies working together. Disabled persons rail card. One-third off rail fares for you and a friend. Just £20 a year. Apply online at disabledpersons-railcard.co.uk. Disabled persons rail card. If you have a disability that makes travelling by train difficult, you might qualify for the Disabled Persons Rail Card. The Rail Card allows you, and one adult travelling with you, to get one-third off most rail fares throughout Great Britain. A one-year card is £20. Use it for a journey that costs £60, and you'll save £20, meaning that the card has paid for itself. A three-year rail card is also available for £54. You must provide proof that you're eligible for a rail card. You might qualify if you have a visual impairment, a hearing impairment, epilepsy, or are in receipt of a disability-related benefit. The back of the form in this leaflet gives details of the evidence you must send in. You can use your rail card at any time of the day. Some tickets are subject to availability and may have time restrictions. So to avoid any confusion, please check before booking. Children and teenagers. 5 to 15-year-olds who have a disability listed on the form at the back of this leaflet also qualify for a rail card. This enables them to pay the usual child fare, but also gives one-third off most fares to one adult travelling with them. What discounts do I get? You can use your Disabled Persons Rail Card to get one-third off all standard and first class anytime, off-peak and advance fares across the National Rail Network. You can also get one-third off London Zones 1 to 6 off-peak day travel cards, one-third off anytime day travel cards when bought as part of your ticket to London from outside London Zones 1 to 9, and one-third off Oyster pay-as-you-go single fares and daily caps, the rail card holder only. Minimum fares apply to any time day and off-peak day travel cards. Refer to disabledpersons-railcard.co.uk for further details. Applying for your rail card. The fastest and easiest way to apply for your Disabled Persons Rail Card is online. Online at disabledpersons-railcard.co.uk. Applying online is easy and secure. You will need to be able to scan the required proof of disability to upload with your application. By post, complete the application form in the leaflet and send it with payment and the required proof of disability to Disabled Persons Rail Card Office, PO Box 6613, Arbroath, DD11 9AN. Please allow 10 working days for your rail card to reach you. Please note, Disabled Persons Rail Cards are not available to purchase at stations. For more information about the rail card, website disabledpersons-railcard.co.uk. Call 0345 60 50 525. Email disability@atoc.org. Or for text phone and Minicom users, call 0345 60 10 132. Renewing your rail card. You can renew your rail card up to 1 month in advance of its expiry date, providing there is no break in continuity. You can do this online, by phone, or by post. Refer to the details given previously. Don't forget that a three-year rail card for £54 will save you £6 compared to buying 3 one-year rail cards. Travel assistance. Rail services are now far more accessible than they were in the past, and many disabled people are able to use the rail network without assistance. We will always do our best to help disabled passengers that need assistance. If you need help when travelling by rail, it's best to book assistance in advance so that we can ensure that any help you may need is provided. In particular, we would recommend that you book assistance if you have a mobility or other disability that means you find getting on and off trains difficult. If you're a wheelchair user, on most services you'll need to use a boarding ramp and on some services reserve a wheelchair space. If you're a mobility scooter user, there are restrictions on different train operators which need to be checked. A boarding ramp will be required and possibly a reservation for a space on board. Again, we would recommend that you book assistance if you have a sight impairment and need guiding around a station or help boarding and alighting from your train, or have difficulty walking long distances. At some stations, we can provide a station wheelchair, or at some larger stations, access to an electric buggy. We recommend that you book help 24 hours before you travel. This enables us to give you as much information as possible before you travel, make alternative arrangements for you if the station is not step-free or not staffed at the time you wish to travel, and ensure that there are enough staff for all the assistance requests at a station. Overall, this allows us to provide you with the best possible assistance on the day. For more information and to book assistance, go to nationalrail.co.uk/assisted-travel or call 0345 748 4950. Note 1 applies. Or for text phone and Minicom users, call 0345 60 50 600. Note 1, calls to National Rail inquiries from landlines are charged at the local rate and may be recorded. Discounted fares for disabled people who do not have a rail card. Blind or partially sighted customers travelling with a companion. If you are registered as blind or partially sighted and you're travelling with another person, the concessionary discounts, given shortly, apply to adult fares only for both you and your companion. You cannot get a discount if you're travelling on your own. You must show a document confirming your disability when you buy your ticket and when travelling. It must be either a CVI, BP1 or a BD8 certificate or documentation from a recognised institution, for example, social services, your local authority or Blind Veterans UK. Tickets can be purchased from staffed National Rail station ticket offices. People who stay in their own wheelchair for a rail journey. If you need to stay in your own wheelchair during a journey and you do not have a rail card, you are eligible for the concessionary discounts given now on both adult and child fares. The discounts apply if you're travelling alone. They are also available to one adult travelling with you. Tickets can be purchased from staff National Rail Station ticket offices. The discounts are first class or standard anytime singles or returns, 34% off. First class or standard anytime day single, 34% off. And first class or standard anytime day return, 50% off. Season tickets. If you're blind or partially sighted, you can buy one adult season ticket that enables a companion to travel with you on National Rail services only at no extra cost, so two people travel for the price of one. It doesn't have to be the same person travelling with you on every journey. Please take evidence of your visual impairment, as described in Blind or Partially Sighted Customers Travelling with a Companion, given earlier, with you to prove your eligibility. These tickets can be purchased from staffed National Rail Station ticket offices. Conditions of issue and use of the disabled person's rail card and reduced price tickets, discounted tickets, bought with a disabled person's rail card. 1. ATOC Limited enters into the contract for the issue and use of disabled person's rail card on behalf of the train companies. Reference to a train company or the train companies means those train companies which, pursuant to a franchise agreement, operate passenger railway services in Great Britain. Any other licensed passenger train operators that may join the arrangement will accept the disabled person's rail card for travel on their services. 2. Your rail card must be signed on the back as soon as you receive it to show that you agree to these conditions. You can then use your rail card. 3. Your rail card is owned by the train companies, and if you're asked, you must hand it to a representative of any train company. 4. The rail card and tickets bought with it are not transferable and must not be given, loaned or resold to anyone else. Only the named cardholder can use the rail card. 5. The conditions of issue and use and the railcard prices shown apply at the 17th of May 2015 and are subject to change. However, we will endeavour to give you 3 months' notice of any changes to the conditions of issue and use before they come into effect. For the most up-to-date information, please check disabledpersons-railcard.co.uk before you travel. 6. Tickets for your journey should be purchased before boarding the train. When buying tickets in person from a member of staff, you must show your valid rail card. If you're buying online or from a ticket machine, you must declare that you have a valid rail card by selecting the Disabled Persons Rail Card option. If you fail to do so, you and, where appropriate, the adult travelling with you will be required to pay the full price standard single fare for your journey, as if no tickets were purchased before starting the journey, and in some cases a penalty fare. This does not apply if there was no ticket office at the station at which you began the journey, or if the ticket office was closed, and there was no working ticket machine from which you could buy discounted tickets, or you have a disability which prevented you accessing ticket retailing facilities. In these cases, you will be able to use your rail card on train or at your destination. 7. You must carry your rail card with you on your journey, and when asked by rail staff, you must show a valid ticket and a valid rail card. If you fail to do so, you will be required to pay the full price single fare for your journey, as if no tickets were purchased before starting the journey, and in some cases, a penalty fare. 8. Only you and, where appropriate, the adult travelling with you can use these tickets. The accompanying passenger for whom a discounted ticket is purchased must travel with the rail card holder throughout the journey. 9. The rail card and all tickets issued at a rail card discount are issued subject to the National Rail Conditions of Carriage and the conditions listed in this leaflet. Copies of the National Rail Conditions of Carriage are available online at nationalrail.co.uk/NRCC or contact inquiry at atoc.org for a copy in an alternative format. 10. Disabled persons' rail card discounts cannot be used in conjunction with any other discount. 11. The train companies do not undertake to replace damaged, lost or stolen rail cards, to issue refunds on unused or unwanted rail cards, or to extend their validity. 12. The rail card will not be valid if it is damaged or defaced. You should not laminate your rail card, as this is deemed as defacing it. 13. If your rail card is stolen, you can apply for a replacement online at disabledpersons-railcard.co.uk or in writing to the Disabled Persons Rail Card Office, quoting a police crime reference number. When we receive this, we will consider issuing a free replacement. 14. If your rail card is lost or damaged, you can apply for a replacement online at disabledpersons-railcard.co.uk or in writing to the Disabled Persons Rail Card Office. A £5 administration fee will be payable for a one-year rail card, and a £10 administration fee will be payable for a three-year rail card. We reserve the right to refuse to issue a replacement rail card. 15. When you renew your rail card, we may ask you for current evidence of your entitlement to it. If we do, your renewal might take longer to process. Fraudulent use of rail cards and rail card discounted tickets may lead to criminal prosecution. This leaflet is valid up to and including the 14th of May 2016. Disabled Persons Rail Card Application Form DPRC 15A. The following section describes a form which is designed to be used in conjunction with the original. You may wish to ask a trusted friend or relative to help you complete it. Please complete the appropriate sections in block capitals. Buying your rail card. You must complete both sides of this form and send it in with the stated evidence of your disability to be able to purchase a disabled person's rail card. So in this first section, please tick either I would like a one-year rail card, price £20, or a three-year rail card, price £54. Renewals. If you already have a rail card and want to renew it, you can do this by phoning the Disabled Persons Rail Card Office or quickly and easily online at disabledpersons-railcard.co.uk. Alternatively, you can renew by post using this form. You do not need to resubmit evidence of your disability when renewing your rail card. unless you have been specifically asked to do so. Please enter your existing railcard number in the space provided, followed by title, Mr., Mrs., Miss., Ms., or other, for example, doctor. Then your date of birth. Please complete as day, month, and then year. Then, in the spaces provided, please give us the following information. Your first name, surname, home address, including the town and the postcode. And next, the telephone number, including the code. And finally, if you have one, your email address. The next section is the payment method. Please select the method of payment by placing a tick beside one of the following. The choices are by cheque. Please make cheques payable to Disabled Persons Railcard, or choose Rail Warrant, Postal Order, or one of the following cards: Visa, Delta, MasterCard, Electron, Solo, or Maestro. If paying by card, please complete the following information in the spaces provided: name on card, card number, valid from, valid to, issue number, if applicable, and the last three digits of the security code on the card signature strip. And finally, to complete this side of the application form, you need to sign and date the declaration. Before signing this declaration, it is important that you have read, understood, and agreed to the terms and conditions shown in this leaflet. The declaration reads as follows. I have read, understood, and agreed to the terms and conditions of the Disabled Persons Railcard shown in this leaflet. I confirm that the details I have provided are correct and that I can provide evidence that I meet the qualifying criteria for a Disabled Persons Railcard. There is then space for your signature and the date. And now the reverse side of the application form. The original form has a table with three columns, which are broken down and described as follows. Please put a tick in the corresponding cell in the third column. First, the column headings. Column 1, you. Column 2, please send in one of the following with your application. Photocopies and printed scans are acceptable. Original documents will not be returned. And column 3, please tick. Row 1. Receive Disability Living Allowance, DLA, at either the higher rate or lower rate for getting around, mobility, or the higher or middle rate for help with personal care. If this applies to you, you will need to enclose a copy of your award letter showing receipt of Disability Living Allowance in the past 12 months. Row 2. You receive Personal Independence Payments, known as PIP. For all rates, you will need to enclose a copy of your award letter. Row 3. You are registered as having a visual impairment. To apply, you will need a Social Services official stamp in the space below this table, or a copy of your Certificate of Visual Impairment, CVI, BP1 Certificate for Scotland, or BD8 Certificate for being registered blind or partially sighted. Row 4. You're registered as deaf or using a hearing aid. If this applies to you, you will need a Social Services official stamp in the space below this table, or a copy of the front page of your NHS battery book, a copy of your dispensing prescription, or other evidence that you are deaf or use a hearing aid from an official health provider or local authority. Row 5. You have epilepsy and either have repeated attacks even though you receive drug treatment, or you're currently prohibited from driving because of your epilepsy. If you have ticked this option, then please supply a copy of your exemption certificate for epilepsy medication and a copy of your prescription for drugs in line with the National Society for Epilepsy guidelines. You'll find these at www.epilepsysociety.org.uk. Or a copy of your exemption certificate for epilepsy medication and a copy of your letter from the DVLA telling you that you are unable to drive. And for the following, rows 6, 7, 8 and 9, you will need to enclose a copy of your award letter. Row 6 is receive attendance allowance. Row 7, receive severe disablement allowance. Row 8, receive War Pensioners Mobility Supplement. And Row 9, receive War or Service Disablement Pension for 80% or more disability. And finally, Row 10, you are buying or leasing a vehicle through the Motability Scheme. We need a copy of the leasing or hire purchase agreement dated within the past 12 months. Please send the completed form together with payment and the required proof of disability to the following address. Disabled Persons Railcard Office, P.O. Box 6613, Arbroath, DD 11, 9AN. Please allow 10 working days for your railcard to reach you. Finally, renewal notices. We will send you a reminder to renew your railcard before it runs out. Please tick one of the following as your preferred way of receiving this reminder. The choices are by email, letter, or large print. Please tick if you would like a braille sticker on your rail card. On behalf of the train companies, ATOC Limited collects and processes personal information for the purpose of sales analysis and market research. ATOC Limited is registered in the UK under the Data Protection Act 1998 as a data controller. We will contact you when your card is close to expiry, provided we hold valid contact details. From time to time, your personal details may be used to send you relevant information, as described now. If you do not wish to be contacted for other marketing purposes, please tick the relevant boxes below. I do not want to receive railcard information and offers by mail, by email, or by SMS. Train company offers and other rail-related services. Again, by mail, by email, or by SMS. We would also like to share your information with third parties so that they may send you information about their products and services. If you do not want to receive this information by post, please tick here in the space provided. If you do not want to receive this information by email or SMS, please place a tick in the relevant space here. If your application requires a social services stamp, there is space here for it at the end of the application form. And please note, this is for applicants with visual impairments or hearing impairments only. And that completes this description of the Disabled Persons Railcard Application Form DPRC 15A. That also completes this audio information from National Rail regarding the Disabled Persons Railcard. Thank you for listening.